Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter 3, text 35. What's specific about this text? Anything? Don't look at the verse, Mother Gopal. Put it away. Put it away. I'm your authority here. Today, only 5 minutes. Don't look at the verse and tell me what is specific about it. You know? Okay, I have another quiz question later on. Svadharma Viguna Sheyan Svadharma Viguna Bolo. You have it? 335? We will tell you later on. Yes, we will tell you later on. What's so specific? First, let's chant. Shriyan Svadharma Viguna. Paradharmat Svanustitat. If possible, a little enthusiasm. We are five devotees, six, so we have to chant for three at least. So, as if there's a full class, all right? So, Shriyan Svadharma Viguna. Paradharmat svanushtitat svadharme nidanam shreya paradharmo vayavaha shreyan svadharmo viguna paradharmat svanushtitat svadharme nidanam shreya Paradharmo Vayavaha Shriyan Svadharmo Viguna Paradharmat Svanushtitat Svadharme Nidhanam Shriya Paradharmo Vayavaha Shriyan Svadharmo Viguna Paradharmat Svanushtitat Svadharme Nidanam Shriya Paradharmo Vayavaha Vaya, yes, Vayavaha Shriyan Svadharmo Viguna. Okay, Mataji, please chant. No problem. No. Shriyan Svadharmo Viguna. Paradharmat Svanushtitat. Svadharme Nidanam Shriya. Paradharmo Vayavaha. Shriyan Svadharmo Viguna Paradharmat Svanushtitat Svadharme Nidanam Shriya Paradharmo Vayavaha Shriyan Svadharmo Viguna Paradharmat Svanushtitat Svadharme Nidanam Shriya Paradharmo Vayavaha Shriyan Far better Svadharma One's prescribed duties Viguna Even faulty Paradharmat than duties mentioned for others. Su anushtitat perfectly done. Svadharme, in one's prescribed duties. Nidhanam, destruction. Shriya, better. Paradharma, duties prescribed for others. Bhayavaha, dangerous. It is far better to discharge one's prescribed duties, even though faultily, than another's duties perfectly. Destruction in the course of performing one's own duty is better than engaging in another's duties, for to follow another's path is dangerous. Purport. One should therefore discharge his prescribed duties in full Krishna consciousness rather than those prescribed for others. Materially, prescribed duties are duties enjoined according to one's psychophysical condition under the spell of the modes of material nature. Spiritual duties are as ordered by the spiritual master for the transcendental service of Krishna. But whether material or spiritual, one should stick to his prescribed duties even up to death, rather than imitate another's prescribed duties. Duties on the spiritual platform and duties on the material platform may be different, but the principle of following the authorized direction is always good for the performer. When one is under the spell of the modes of material nature, one should follow the prescribed rules for his particular situation and should not imitate others. For example, a Brahmana who is in the mode of goodness is non-violent, whereas a Kshatriya, who is in the mode of passion, is allowed to be violent. As such, for a Kshatriya, it is better to be vanquished following the rules of violence than to imitate a Brahmana who follows the principles of non-violence. Everyone has to cleanse his heart by a gradual process, not abruptly. However, when one transcends the modes of material nature and is fully situated in Krishna consciousness, he can perform anything and everything under the direction of a bona fide spiritual master. In that complete stage of Krishna consciousness, the Kshatriya may act as a Brahmana, or a Brahmana may act as a Kshatriya. In the transcendental stage, the distinctions of the material world do not apply. For example, Vishvamitra was originally a Kshatriya, but later on he acted as a Brahmana, whereas Parashuram was a Brahmana, but later on he acted as a Kshatriya. Being transcendentally situated, they could do so. But as long as one is on the material platform, he must perform his duties according to the modes of material nature. At the same time, he must have a full sense of Krishna consciousness. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasma Shigurave Namaha Kam Karoti Vachalam Pangom Langayate Girim Yat Kripatamaham Vande Shigurundinatarina Shriyan Svadharma Viguna Paradharmat Svanushtitat Svadharme Nidanam Shriya Paradharmo Bayavaha. It is far better to discharge one's prescribed duties, even though faultily, than another's duties perfectly. Destruction in the course of performing one's own duty is better than engaging in another's duty, for to follow another's path is dangerous. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So, Hare Krishna, dear devotees. Thank you for this ecstatic. We are here for an ecstatic half hour of entering into the mystery of the Bhagavad Gita, just like in the beginning of the next chapter. Krishna was telling to Arjuna that because you are my devotee and my dear friend, today I will tell you this very ancient science of the relationship with the Supreme. So are you also a friend of Krishna and a devotee? Yes, that's why you're here, right? So Krishna is speaking about Svadharma. Svadharma, there's two meanings, material and spiritual duties. So duty, it's a word which is like not popular in Kali Yuga or unknown. Not many people are very dutiful. Maybe our parents, our grandparents, and also maybe some responsible persons in the mode of goodness. It's also very much characterized. It's a part of goodness to be dutiful. So did we all finish our service perfectly? So we can look in our hearts, are we getting there? Or are we endeavoring to get there? By doing something, you're going to learn it. So it's too difficult to be humble, Prabhu. Srila Prabhupada's suggestion was, you act humbly. Was it Garga Muni, I don't know, who said, I don't feel like paying obeisances. Yeah, you do it anyway. So discharging duty. So two kinds of duties, as long as we are conditioned by the material modes. So here Srila Prabhupada pointed out, then we should definitely follow according to our psychophysical nature, our duty. So maybe we have to find out that one first. Recently, there were some morning classes dealing with this. What is my varna? What is my ashram? So, varna, going first. If you know what is your nature, what you're good at, what you like to do. So, this was a nice way of to find it out. One of the lectors said, maybe Mother Urmila, that when you feel you're alive, you feel you are thrilled. You thrive. So that could be an indication of your varna, what you should do as a service. And then, of course, it's very much mixed. There may be more than one thing you're good at. But under expert guidance, we can become successful. We can make a lot of spiritual advancement by acting according to our conditioning under guidance of a good guide. So, here, if we get a medicine from our spiritual master, yes, an instruction, so just like when a doctor gives a medicine, he prescribes medicine according to the patient, to his disease, so you can't swap medicines. Like if you get some instruction and then you go up in the ashram and you trade it with a friend, so that will not work because the medicine is very specific. So the spiritual master, he knows very well how we should be engaged. So it is very scientific. It would be highly improbable that in a hospital everybody has to take the same medicine, right? That would be like maybe they can get a discount from the wholesale. So in spiritual life, everything is also very specific. And spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada says, that the spiritual master should be very expert to engage the disciple according to his nature. So he must be creative and have the ingenuity to come up with different ways to engage the disciples. So there may have been phases in our movement that everybody had to do practically the same service. And as there was some urgency, there is some missionary spirit, so that may have been all right for some time. But if it doesn't work out for somebody, you should be able to do something else. So also we must help our guides to help us by giving them feedback. If something is really difficult, we must point it out so he can guide us better. So that is not being disobedient. You always must have a very wonderful relationship with the representatives of Krishna. Whoever is a senior to us is a protector and a representative of Krishna. They can give us so much mercy. So it's our duty to help them by communicating. So what would be our duties? Some of the things we have in common. Can you think of some of our duties? Just come up with anything. Everybody can say something. Don't be shy. Do we have any duties? Or we don't have any duties? There is one verse in the Bhagavad Gita that says, for him there is no duty. Good. Okay, I also had that on my list. What else? Okay, what else? Chant Hare Krishna attentively. What else? Yes, that's a very popular one. What else? We're following four regulative principles. Anything else? Come to a morning program. These are duties, are they? Listen to the Bhagavad Gita class. Yes, right. These are good examples. So we know a little bit. Huh? We are aware there are some things we ought to do. So then there's things which are not our duty. I remember one friend told us, he was in a class in Chaupati given by Radhana Swami, and he thought it was as if this was spoken for me. And he said, it's not your duty to find faults in others. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, he said to one disciple, I don't understand this, you know. I don't understand why you're taking this austerity, you know, of finding faults, you know, of criticizing others. I'm a guru, I have to do it. But why do you do it? So that's how a Paramahamsa, elevated Mahabhagavat devotee, thinks of criticizing. It's such a nasty business, you know. That's such an austerity of the service of being a spiritual guide, whether initiating or instructing spiritual master, whether temple kshatriya, you know. If Bhakta Rik, if Yudha Chaitanya Manohar, if they would allow just anything and everything, it would be a hellish place to live here, right? If any crazy person could just do whatever he like, no, we have to be corrected. So that's not our duty, right? It's not our duty. So that's one of the examples of which is not our service, right? Somebody said there is only one person whose service it is to judge others. It was Yamaraj. Yamaraj. He has this service to judge others. So then, Srila Prabhupada, material duty versus spiritual duty, they may be different. That's quite obvious. Sometimes there may be contradictions. So I have one question for you. So here Srila Prabhupada said, when you are very elevated, so you can transcend, you can also do somebody else's duty. So where is the line? When can we also do? So could think of this. Yes, we shouldn't too quickly think we are very much elevated, probably. And on the other hand, sometimes we do the needful. Oh, Prabhuji, sorry, I'm a Brahmana, I cannot clean the floor. No, sorry, excuse me. So, what is in some temple there may be only Brahmanas, so the toilets are not being cleaned, right? So, there is always crisis management and doing the needful. That's always there. But we speak also about a main occupation, main duty. And you may sometimes do something temporarily, until somebody is found to do a service. Of course, Lord Chaitanya, he used to say the verse that I am not a vipra, I'm not at all a brahmana, nor a shudra, but I'm also not a brahmacharya, I'm not a sannyasi, I'm not a grihastha, but I'm just a servant of a servant of a servant. So it's also nice to meditate on such instructions by our Lord Chaitanya. Or we can look at our great preceptors, just like Jayananda. He just would do everything required. He didn't like to engage others. When I read that book about his life by Vishoka Prabhu, it was mentioned there that at one point they made Jayananda Prabhu the temple president, and he wanted to get rid of it. He just didn't like to engage others, you know. He felt separation from his menial service, from just doing it by himself. Of course, that doesn't mean that he didn't engage others sometimes when he needed help. Well, if you build a whole rat cart, you can't do it on yourself. So he sometimes was lying under a cart, and then somebody would come by, and from under the cart he would say, "Hey, hello, sir," and strike up a chat And then, hey, by the way, could you just hold this rafter when you needed some help? And any drunk bump, whoever walked by, was engaged by Jayananda. He was so expert to deal with all kinds of people. It's said to be a sign of a Brahmana. A Brahmana can deal with all kinds of people. So, in the beginning, we may do any service because we need some quick purification and we can surrender. But then for the long run and also mid-term, we must see, okay, is it possible that we can find some service according to my Swadharma? So this has to be discussed with temple authorities. Nowadays, in progressive temples, this is being followed very strictly. The leaders, they look at the specifics of the characteristics of the individuals, and in this way they build such strong temples because people are very committed, because they do something they're good at and they like to do. So, and in this way you can carry on. Srila Prabhupada said you must become very expert in your service, right? Daksha is one of the qualities of a pure devotee. So it's not material, yes? We try to perfect our service to Krishna. Imagine somebody doing service on the altar. Many times we see pujaris, they carry on to do service for years. And then you get deep realizations. You are forced also to become spiritual. If you look at such a service in a material way, so it will not be sustainable. So this is the way of making advancement. We will become better in our japa. Shivaram Maharaj made this point in his book Shuddha Bhakti Chintamani. If you always meticulously carry out your service and be careful to improve it, you see, always some more finishing touch, so then you will also be able to chant better rounds. You will be able to be much more attentive also while chanting the holy name, which is maybe for a Westerner a big challenge to sit down, just sit down and focus on the holy name. So by carrying out our own duty, we will make lots of advancement. It's pleasing to the Lord. We always must bear in mind that we do it for the pleasure of Krishna. So this verse is so important that it's mentioned twice in the Gita. First half. It's also in 1847. So he stresses it very much. There is a lot of importance attached to it. There's only two verses, to my knowledge, that are mentioned twice in the Gita. Two half verses. He's stressing some points. So, thank you for listening. Are there any comments or questions? Right. After the explaining the duties of the Brahmans. 1847. Shreyan svadharma viguna paradharmat svanushtitat svabhavaniyatam karma kurvanapnoti kilbisham. There Krishna says, he says, it's better to engage in one's own prescribed occupation, even though one may perform them faultily, imperfectly, than to accept another's duty and perform it perfectly. Duties prescribed according to one's nature are never affected by sinful reactions. As opposed to somebody else's duties. In the comment to the next text, Bhurijan Prabhu writes that it's sinful, in Vedic times, it's sinful to carry out somebody else's duty. Like if one time the king found a Shudra performing austerities under a tree. And he killed him at once. So, heavy sanction. Because Krishna, Arjuna is now going to ask this question, how come that one is impelled to sinful acts, even unwillingly. And that word, he is referring to doing somebody else's duty, which is a sin. Well, the whole society gets ruined. Suppose the society gets ruined, just like also in the time of Jesus, only the Pharisees, they were allowed to read the Bible. So the reason is, when a non-Brahminical, I'm saying now non-Brahminical, because we know guna karma vibhagasha, it's according to our qualities, whether we are Brahminical or not qualified. If somebody who doesn't control the senses start to explain the scriptures, somebody who is not truthful is going to use the scripture for his own benefit, so he's going to talk people into all kinds of things for his own benefit, for his own profit. So that's one example. If a kshatriya will do the work of a vaishya, everybody has his share of service. Eh? The society is compared to a body, arms, legs, waist, head, and everybody has his specific task, which they are good at. And thus, by cooperation between the varnas, there will be prosperity for all. That is called... The varnas are complementary. Also in a household, the man should not perform the duties of the housewife. Because it can create a lot of confusion. So there is teamwork. And also on a larger scale, in the society, everybody has this specific role to perform. Of course, nowadays, we don't see it so explicitly. The Varnasham system is not so visible. Doesn't make things clear, Pablo? Yeah. Hare Krishna, Madhishi. Yeah, the one I discovered is in the same chapter, 23 and 4:11. Manushya Partha Sarva Shaha. Yeah, everybody follows my path, Krishna. Right. That one I knew of. Yeah, at least. Yeah, there's also some paraphrases I noticed, but I didn't get track of it. Yeah, Prabhu. Yeah, how could I do? You know. Yeah, it's very Brahminical cleanliness. Though, yeah, it's a Brahminical quality to that everything is clean. Yeah, right. Yes, I was asking you. So yes. Now answer, please. Sorry. Yeah, I had asked this question first, so you first. Yeah. So your spiritual master can tell you. This guidance will be so helpful. Or a shiksha guru. If somebody, also like the temple authorities, they also represent Krishna and our spiritual master. So they know what has to be done, and obedience to them is a very good quality. I mean, cooperation. Yeah, sometimes the needful has to be done. So we must train. We must get trained. You know, we got used to be God, right? I mean, this is our default modus. We would like to fully revive that bhava of being God, and then now we join the temple and we have an opportunity to get rid of. To unlearn that one and to again Krishna Jivera Swarupa Krishna Nitya, to be who we are, become again who we are, a servant, a servant of Krishna. So that is actually the whole training. So actually when our ego is smashed, we must actually have a party. Yes, we must celebrate. You go at night, when you go to bed, you can go over a list. You can celebrate. in those moments when your ego was crushed, sometimes it's good to look at it like this. I mean, because it's a big impediment, is going to keep us from seeing Krishna. So we must die before. Just now I heard this bit in a beggar. We must die to live. I mean, then real life starts, you know, when we become humble. Oh, just Nadia Bihar mentioned it, yes. Green light, for spiritual life, for devotional service, when you become humble. So, anyway. Yeah, 4:11. So, Mama Vart Manu Vartante, Manusha Parta Savasha, also in 3:23 is there. Anyway, these are some like spiritual quizzes. And then 9:34 and 18:65. Yeah. Always think of me, become my devotee, worship me and offer your homage unto me. So that's also said two times. That's the way how to become a surrendered soul. If you do these activities, so come to Mangalarti, bow down three times in a stretch. Yes? Our first to Srila Prabhupada. So it's going to help if you do, and the more consciously you do it, the more effective it will be. Not only the body must bow down, we must bow down with the mind. The ego must bow down. Yes. Manusha Partha Savasha Mama Vatma. Yeah. Yeah. 4:11, yeah. Any other points? Questions? Mama Vartmanu Vartante. Yeah, the second. Yeah, right. Satisfied. Okay, look, we can extend the bhajans with 5 minutes. Is that all right? Any, no protest also. Gantara Chimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai, Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. Oh, you want to sing one of these? We don't sing that enough, so let's take advantage that we have 5 minutes. Nobody knew the words just now. Yeah, Srimati Nanda. Maybe we can sing another one also. Ah yes, that's today. Thank you very much for reminding. I knew that we had to sing a bhajan, but you reminded me that we should sing a marathon verse. In this book, there are lots. I will take the other book then. You want to distribute? Any suggestion? Some preference? Are you? Yes, right. But we want to do something extra for him. Page 83, for those who want to sing. Nitai Pada Kamalaha.